Hey there, guys. Welcome back, man, to the Raymond in Your Ear podcast. Greetings out there, guys, all over the country, all over the world. This anchor platform, guys, is bubbling, guys. It's bubbling. Podcasting is here. A lot of people are passive with their time. So it's really becoming a lot more popular than I think people are noticing. And excited to be on this platform and others with podcasting. Guys, beautiful day down here in Georgia. Man, we've had some shitty weather over the last 30 to 60 days. So it's great to just a little chilly, but beautiful sunlight and great day to get out for a run, get out and do some things outside, some activities outside, wrapping up my morning weekend warrior workout, man. And I'm sitting there and I tell you, my motivation to talk to you guys today came in the cool down. Each day we actually have stretching. And it's simple. It's a simple point. But as I'm sitting there stretching, doing my, you know, calf stretch, leg stretch, quads, you know, that kind of deal, you know, it comes to me. I'm like, you know, I'm going to share that today. I'm going to share that on a platform. And I chose today, guys, to do it on Anchor or to do it here on this podcast, Raymond in Your Ear. When I'm sitting there stretching out, I'm realizing that there's a byproduct of fitness that happens that is, you know, a lot of people it's weight loss, a lot of people it's cardiovascular kind of strength, and you know, definitely your mood changes, your mind changes, your mindset changes. I'm learning so many things about the body and the muscular system and posture changes and you know, your diet, you understand so much about food, but one thing that's not spoken about enough, and I appreciate my particular coach or trainer because he really has a really good sense of understanding about the body, and he really stresses flexibility. And I just thought a teaching point there, not just for you guys, but surely for myself, that flexibility is another byproduct of constant daily fitness. If you continue, especially trainings like Fit Body Boot Camp or something that is, you know, HIIT cardio intensive or, you know, CrossFit or running, definitely. But definitely these workout plans that are about full body, P90X, you know, Insanity, those kind of things. Your body begins to get better with its flexibility. I'm able to do things now, flexibility-wise, that I haven't been able to do ever in life. Even through high school, I wasn't able to touch my toes and to, you know, stretch certain body parts a certain way without being out of breath or without straining. And it's from that daily activity. It's not just one thing. That daily stretching your body, pushing your body. Guys, I'm doing this right now from the car. You know what I mean? That's just the freedom of anchors. If you hear an airplane going by, I live near an airport. But guys, flexibility in its literal sense, you know, the definition when you look it up, it says bend without breaking. Wow. It says easily modified. Wow. It says the willingness to change or compromise. So the beautiful thing about the word flexibility is it's not regulated only, guys, to fitness. It's a term that's used in a lot of different ways. And what I realize is, man, from that constant, when you look at your life goals, guys, when you look at your goals with your family, with your business, certainly, with your money, with growing and changing ideas, things, goals that you have out there that are stretching, things that you placed on your vision board at the beginning of the year, guys, it's going to take a level of daily fitness, as it were, daily working out those goals about money, about mindset, about learning, about knowledge, about college, about relationships, about business. And eventually what's going to happen is you're going to be able to bend. You're going to be able to bend without breaking. Things are not going to hurt you as much when things go bad or they strain or things get, watch this, sore, or you have to push yourself. You're not going to be easily broken, guys. You're going to be able to be bend and pliable and malleable, right? You're going to be easily modified when you have to pivot and adjust. You're going to have a willingness, guys, to change and to compromise. And I just thought that that's just a great analogy for there's so many things that have happened that have not always gone right. But because we're going after this every day and we're seeing those changes, we're confident that we're not going to get all bent out of shape. Don't they use that term? Bent out of shape. You're not going to get bent out of shape when things go down or go left or go right or go up or go down. Guys, I hope you appreciated that. Listen, guys, appreciate you for tuning in to the Raymond in Your Ear podcast. Now get out there, guys, and live.